For the first time in Prince Edward County, a teeny tiny summit took place in the historic Crystal Palace in Picton. Last week, keynote speaker Peter Kenyon presented the necessary principles, framework, and tools to drive community change and reinvention in small places. His Bank of Ideas theory has helped more than 2,000 communities across the globe, and the dynamic Peter Kenyon tells us more. What inspired you to do this kind of work?
I'm a boy out of a small town. I've lived most of my life in a small town. Initially started in education, I loved history, but I ended up being posted back to a small town as the sportsmaster to an agricultural college. That immediately got me back into working with community, setting up the youth club, coaching the footy club, and I just again got renewed with this passion about what small towns can do. And so for most of my life, Despite having major jobs in government, I headed the employment department in Western Australia for a whole decade, so I've kind of like worked at that level. I realised that wasn't me. That whole idea of being part of a cavalry that marched into communities and did things to and for people wasn't quite working. What we needed to do was to ignite an inside-out job and getting people recognised they needed to be part of this process. They knew their communities, they knew the assets of the communities, they had ideas, how could we begin to facilitate that? And so it's now 35 years ago, I created what was called the Bank of Ideas. Ideas is an acronym for the initiatives for the development of enterprising action and strategy. So what we have a simple mission. We want to help to develop communities where everyone belongs, everyone matters, and everyone contributes. And so that is our mission, and we tend to spend a lot of time just working on the ground with communities, bringing them together through this thing called conversation, getting them talking about initially what is it they love about this community, what is it we've got to keep, whether it be behaviour or business or service program or whatever it might be. Secondly, what do we need to perhaps change, what do we need to actually create? But the starting point always is identifying what is it we love, what are those assets we've got, and what are the contributions everyone can make in terms of this coming together. So we have a fairly simple process, but you know what, it's worked, and we've had a chance now as a small group, and we've had projects now in 67 countries, and we've worked with about 2,500 small towns across the globe, mainly in Australia, New Zealand, a lot in Canada, and really that's what motivates me, is creating what I call caring, healthy, sustainable and enterprising small towns and communities, and that's the focus of our work.
Asset mapping. Can you speak of that?
Yes, I mean, I think we've seen a form of community development happen over the last 50 years, which has increasingly got communities focused on doing needs maps as opposed to asset maps. You know, many local governments, their role seems to be to go in and ask the question, what doesn't work? There's a focus always on the empty bit of the glass in terms of it and to come up with that asset. I'm one of those people that believe you don't ask what's the matter, you ask what matters to you, which elicits a different approach. And secondly, what are those assets that we've got? Because before we know what we need to know what we've got. I'm one that believes we need to understand much more the assets of a community. As a group, we tend to often have some very simple tools. We work with community, getting them around the table. We tend to look at every community has what we consider six critical assets. There are obviously the people assets. There's some amazing people assets in every community. Just knowing all of that is so important. Obviously, there's a lot of social networks. In many of our Australian towns, there might be only 1,000 people, but in many of them, they'll have over 100 clubs or organisations or groups. Everyone is on about 3 or 4 different groups or committees. But, you know, this is a whole network. There are social groups, there are church groups, there are sporting groups. We often don't actually asset map all of them. We've got institutional assets. Every town has a little school, and in that school are teachers, students, equipment, interesting spaces that can always be used for community. Then we have a whole pile of physical assets. We've got built assets. We've got heritage buildings, well, physical spaces. We've got landscapes. Again, just getting people to identify that. We have cultural assets. In terms of the stories and the traditions and how we actually respect our culture. And then finally, there's obviously the economic assets. There's those businesses in Main Street. There are those farmers. There are those backyard businesses. And then there's those informal trading things like the local swap meets that go on and the annual fair and the monthly farmers market. Just getting people to put all that together. And when people do, people are actually blown away at what they've actually got. And then secondly, getting people to just identify the people assets in the community. I'm one that believes every person has gifts of the head. Everyone knows something about something. There are gifts of the hands. There are people within this room tonight who, for example, know how to coach a soccer team, know how to bake a cake, plant a tree, facilitate a meeting, put a social media campaign together. That's what I call gifts of the hands. Then there are gifts of the feet. We all have connections. You know, I live next door to a cabinet minister in the federal government. That's pretty valuable kind of like asset to know when, in terms of we're in a Rotary Club, some people are in a church community, people have networks. And then finally, the most important asset that everyone brings to the table is what I call gifts of the heart. Everyone cares about something. There's no one who doesn't care. They might only care about themselves, but there's never anyone on this planet that doesn't care about something. And so to know what people care about is just such an important starting point. So to me, that's always the starting point, is not what are the needs of community, but what are the assets of community, the half full as opposed to the half empty.
This Australian community enthusiast ignited the more than 145 people, inspiring everyone to see their communities through a different lens. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.